Oh, well, it amounts to the same thing as a whole cake. You have to wrap it up, and it's if you're cooking out, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's about the only way you can cook them.
What about the kind you usually have with the barbecue? Or maybe a fish fry?
Oh, hush puppies.
Hush puppies?
Yeah.
How do you make those? What do you put in them?
Grated onion, meal, and water.
Uh-huh.
Salt, of course. Make them into things and drop them in the hot grease.
Okay.
And hush puppy, they say. The dogs all around.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So they make them and throw them to the dogs and say, hush puppy. But in the meantime, people start eating them, and now you can't order fish in any restaurant without getting half of the thing full of hush puppies, and you can't eat them to save your life. They're so hard and greasy and miserable.
Yeah. What about a kind of big thing that you would maybe wrap in cheesecloth and put in with some greens?
Fatback.
Okay, yeah, but I'm thinking of the with meal, corn dodger. You ever know that?
Oh yes, that kind. Yes, yes.
Did they make those when you were young?
No,
never here.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Let me see. Then you say there are two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store.
Right.
You call, what do you call that? It's homemade bread.
And store bread.
Store bread.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you ever call that store-bought bread?
No, because that's very Yankee. Nobody says boughten down here. They just say bought. It doesn't matter where you go or what you buy, you bought it.
Okay.
And I've had so many friends in the North say, is it boughten? And for a long time, I really didn't know what they were talking about, and I just passed over it. You know?
Okay.
It didn't do any good because they were talking about me, not answering. And I had a friend, a little friend of his, me, she said, why don't you answer them when they say Bolton to you? And I said, but I don't know what Bolton is. It's not a good word.
No, no. So yeah, it's very, very Yankee term. Yeah.
Yes, it is, but it's poor English.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bolton.
What about round like this with a hole in the center?
Donuts.
Okay. And then the kind that you make up a batter and fry in the morning for breakfast?
Pancakes.
Okay. You always call that pancakes, huh?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, my mother called them batter cakes.
Your mother did?
Batter cakes, always. And it was until we started eating out. And I saw pancakes on the menu, and I knew they were my mother's batter cakes. But in the house, always my grandmother called them batter cakes.
What about black people? Would they have a different name? They call them the same thing?
I don't think they'd have them much. They wouldn't use flour that way.
Okay.
That would be a luxury, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Have that for Sunday breakfast,
mm-hmm.
with syrup and butter.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have time for that when they got a whole pile of children.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I noticed when I did rural nursing, and they should have had plenty, but they didn't, when they were never extravagant with flour,
mm-hmm.
never.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw any cakes, I never saw any nice little sweet things at all in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Cornbread, yes, made into sticks and round and square and that kind of thing, but still cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
I think cornbread is very difficult to eat unless,
yeah.
unless it's really made and baked
yeah.
in the oven and good.
Yeah.
I made some the other day, and the edges got hard, and I couldn't eat the same one. Come on, you have to go out in the yard. Is that your problem? No, we haven't got a problem.
Okay. If you were going to buy some flour in the store, you would say you would go buy two, what, flour count or flour comes in a in
two bag two, well
in
two,
sacks that weigh
five 5 pound bags.
Okay.
Yeah.